That's just nice.
Amen. Romans chapter number 4. Glad to be in the Lord's house, huh?
Amen.
Glad, thank God for grace and mercy.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for you being in here with us. Amen. Thank God for his presence and help in my soul.
Yes.
Amen. Me and my wife went up yesterday morning, seen her mama. She's up here in the Trinity Oaks. Sat there and talked to her, and she went down a lot. 94 years old. She'd like to be able to help, but she don't have no help besides God helping them. And she said, Joel, I'm so glad you come. And you say in your own heart, Lord God, this is the way life is. Come to the end of the mile of life, and it is victory in the Lord. Death is appointed. Christ did keep my appointment by dying for me, but I know that this body is going to die, and I know that it's not the easiest thing to see people go through suffering and the way she's been going through it the last several months. And we pray for her. God would help her. And others too know what I'm talking about. And we know Christ rose again. Bodily rose again. A lot of them said he was a spirit. A lot of the cults don't believe he bodily resurrected. But it had, if he had not, we would not. And he's alive today. He's seated at the right hand of God. The Bible said in verse number 23, now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. Notice this. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. Amen. Thank God, who was delivered for our offenses. Amen. He was betrayed and gave over, but it was all in the will of God. It was in the foreknowledge of God and by the wicked hands of the Jews. Amen. And the Bible said, amen, he was delivered for our offenses. He's delivered for our transgressions, our sin that condemned us, that judged us. Amen. Everything was against us. Amen. We wasn't concluded, amen, until God included us. It was to the Jew first. The oracles and all the things were given to them, to the nation of Israel. We as Gentile people was not included till he did include us. Amen. To that day, Peter, thank God, went to the house of Cornelius. Amen. And preached the brethren. Listen, he preached Christ. Amen. The Holy Ghost fell on them. Amen. That's why Peter knew it. Thank God they spake, amen, with tongues. It was a sign for the Jews that they would see, thank God, that they had the same Holy Ghost. He went back and said, thank God, he granted unto them repentance unto life. And it does take that. But repentance is granted. It's not something you work up. It's not you going through a mile of, amen, of confession. It's just God giving you the grace and repentance, amen, to turn to God from sin. Amen. Turn to him. It's a change of mind. Them Jews never recognized him as the Messiah until, amen, on the day of Pentecost when he preached and this pricked in their heart. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Amen. Repent. Change your mind. This is the Messiah. This is the Christ. Amen. And your sin hung him on a cross. And your wicked hands was involved in it. And you chose to do it. Amen. And you're guilty. Amen. And you need to repent and be baptized. Amen. The baptism was confession of their repentance. It was the open confession to the world, to the Jews. Amen. That they were following the Messiah. And they died to that religion. Amen. And went with him. Amen. And Amen. That's the way it is. Amen. This thing ain't a game, friend. It is a truth that worked in our heart through the power of the gospel. You can't work it up. It's him working it in. And he's still working in me. And the Holy Ghost that birthed you is still working in you. He's still a dealing with you. He's still a moving in you. Thank God to take you. Amen. And brethren, I'm telling you, he rose again. The Bible said and was raised again for what? Our justification. A dead Savior couldn't justify lost people. Amen. The only way, thank God, he could take our place and stand in for us as our representative is he's alive. Amen. And he didn't go before the Father. Amen. The Bible said he entered into the holy place once. Amen. Having obtained eternal redemption for us. That he placed his blood on the mercy seat. That satisfied the Father. And he said, thank God they're free. Amen. That's no charge to my account. Thank God on the record book of God says justified. Amen. Thank God that's clean, free, and nothing held against me. Amen. It don't matter how long I live. Thank God there'll never be a charge held against me. If God be for me, who can be against me? I'm thankful, thank God, that I've been made free. There's no charge, friend. Thank God he already took it and took upon himself. There ain't no way in the Son the Father could charge me because the Son done it for me. Amen. That's right, thank God. Ain't no other way, friend. Notice verse 1 of chapter 5. Therefore, he said after the justification, therefore being justified by faith. Justified, amen, means to render just or innocent. And it's by faith. And Brother Kevin, I mentioned verse 11:6 in Hebrews. And it's into the grace wherein we stand. There it is. It's just the position we have. It's in the grace position. Amen. We're not under the law. We're under grace. Amen. Thank God, grace don't cause a man to want to sin. Grace causes a man to want to live like Christ. Amen. Listen. A lot of people say, well, if you preach grace, that's giving men license. No, it's giving men liberty. Amen. Thank God I got liberty this morning. Amen. I got as much liberty as the Holy Ghost gives me. Amen. I'm not under the bondage of man. Thank God he said let me entangle together the yoke of bondage. Amen. Listen, friend. I'm not under the law of Moses. Amen. I'm under the grace of God. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. The law, thank God, is perfect. But it couldn't bring me salvation. It couldn't make a perfect man. It only showed a man's condemnation. It only showed a man's sinfulness. It only shows us how wicked we are and how law-breaking we are. That's the only thing it can do. It can't do nothing for us for saving us and getting us out of sin. Amen. Can't do it. Amen. Law couldn't do that. Who couldn't do it? He said we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace comes who? Through Christ. He is our peace. Amen. Everything we have is him. Amen. Listen, I wish the church, thank God, would get a hold of that and get rid of some of these religious traditions. Amen. And all these things people say and know that everything we have is in the person of Christ. He is our Sabbath this morning. He is our rest. This morning. He's everything. Amen. We don't have to go by that. We go by him. Amen. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll bless you. That's where it's at. In obedience unto him, thank God. It's love. That's constraining me. I got to follow him and live for him. Amen. I'm telling you, that's the way we're supposed to live. Amen. That's right. Thank God. If you can't be moved by the love of God, you never will be moved. The love of Christ constrains me. Thank God that I love him. He loved me first. Amen to God. That's right. Amen. Your heart's cold if you don't love him. That's right. Your heart's lukewarm if you don't love him. You got problems in your heart. Amen. Listen. He said here by whom we have access. By faith we have, thank God, access. Amen. We can approach him. Thank God. He ain't a God far off. He's a God that's near this morning. Hey, I can come to him at all times. Amen. I can approach him this morning. Notice this. By faith of this grace where we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We've got hope in him. Amen. He's already glorified. Amen. We're going to be glorified. This body's going to have to put on a new body. We have that hope. Amen. God, we got this mortal must put on immortality. It's going to be changed in a moment, the twinkling of an eye. And God, at the last trump, the reception of sound, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. We have comfort in the gospel. We have comfort in the words he spake. We have comfort in the promises he gave. We have comfort in his presence. We have comfort in his word. As she sung about this morning, there's comfort in that. There's comfort in his voice. There's comfort. Thank God, his voice. His sheep hear my voice. Amen. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen. Listen, and my Father won. Everything is in him, bind through him, for him. Everything is. Amen. I married him one day when I got saved, and I'm telling you, thank God, it's an eternal marriage. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, he's the best thing that ever happened to me. And there never, ever, never happened anything to me like the day I met him. Amen. That's right, brother. Ain't nothing like that. Nothing, 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 nothing. Ain't nothing ever happened to me like that did. Thank God he changed me for good. Amen. And one day he'll change me forever. Amen. That's right. Praise God. I'm a leaving out of here. Thank God, friend. I'm going to be made like him. Amen. To God, friend. I'm telling you, he's wonderful this morning. Isaiah said his name shall be called wonderful. Amen. His name shall be called wonderful. Amen. Wonderful. Amen. Counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He said they murdered the Prince of Life. They killed the Prince of Life. Thank God, but God raised him up. Amen. That's right. Thank God he died. Have you ever thought about the punishment that he went through? Thank God he was punished. Amen. Listen, he was massacred. And God took it out on him. Amen. God took it out on him. God let him be under that wrath for the sin. Amen. That was upon him. Amen. He punished his own son. Amen. The Bible said he was oppressed. Amen. Afflicted. Wounded and bruised. Amen. For our transgressions, ours. He was punished by the Father. Amen. He said it pleased God to bruise him, friend. Amen. And by thank God, the righteous servant of God. Thank God, he'll justify many. Amen. Listen. He died for us. That's why we live to him. I ain't saved by works, but I live by him. Amen. Because he done a work in me the day I got saved. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right. I can't figure that out. I just know it happened. Amen. Like the old boy said, I can't figure out, amen, electricity, but I cut the light on. Amen. That's right, but I believe it. Amen. I believe him. Paul said on the ship when it was in bad trouble, he said, I believe God. Amen. Ain't God, none of us is going to lose our life. We just got to stay with the ship. Amen. You got to stay with it. Thank God. Amen. He is the ship. He is everything. He is the ark. He is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. He is alive. Thank God, he's everything. Amen. That's right. Praise God. He's everything. Amen. He said, amen. I love it. Whenever he delivered our, who was delivered for our offenses. He was beaten, friend. I mean, he was crucified. He was hung on a cross between two thieves. Not for his sin, but for our sin.
thank God for us. Amen. Joel Hite. Every sin that Hite ever committed, I'm telling you, listen. Amen. Past, present, and future. Thank God, and all of them were future because I wasn't born yet. But every sin you committed, every wrong you did, everything that displeased the Father, He took care of. Amen. He died in our place, us punished for it. And to God, why you think you had to crucify Him afresh and say you could lose salvation? Friend, you can't lose it. Thank God, it ain't yours to lose. It's His that gave it and His that keeps it. Amen. Amen. What kind of doctrine's that? Amen. It ain't a complete doctrine. The Bible said you're complete in Him. In Him before the world began. Amen. He seen us and knew us. Amen. He told Jeremiah, He said, before I formed thee, I knew thee, ordained thee. Amen. And called thee. Amen. He done, thank God, in time. Call me. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you this morning, if He had not risen, we'd be in our sins. Amen. 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 Like that old song, thank God. Amen. Thank God He carried my sins all away. Amen. Thank God the Old Testament used as far as from the east as the west. Amen. Can't be found. Amen. Thank God they're in the sea of God's forgiveness. Amen. You can't find them. How deep is the sea? You don't know and I don't know. But I'll tell you what. Thank God. I like what the old boy said. He said He put my sins in the sea and He put a sign there said no fishing. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, brethren, listen. Amen. There ain't no fishing because you ain't going to find what you fishing for because they're gone. Amen. I said not covered but gone. Amen. Listen. They're not covered. They're gone this morning. Amen. Amen. Why everybody won't bring my sin up? Amen. That's right. You remember what you did? I said, yeah, I remember. God don't. Amen. That's right. He said their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. That's what God said. Amen. He said I won't remember them. Why don't you believe that? Why you live in guilt? Why you live in past? Why people are so oppressed by the past that they can't get over the past? They still got the past in their mind. Past my friend's sins, past griefs. I know that's going to hang with an Adamic nature. But God says, believe me, I don't remember them. Amen. Why you want to bring them up? Why, man, I still every once in a while, amen, I'll think about things I did in the past. And brethren, listen. Thank God, I'm telling you, I'll get feeling bad about it. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but I'm telling you what, He, my friend, don't even remember. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you, if I went to Him and said, Lord, remember, I said, thank God, Lord, forgive me of what I did. He said, I don't remember it. Amen. He don't remember our sins. Thank God, He took our sin. Amen. Listen, He forgave our sin. He don't remember our sin. Thank God, listen. He knew what He was getting when He got me. Amen. That's right. And He knew who He was getting when He got you. He knew what we'd do. He knew what failures we'd be. You never would know how to get up if He never let you not get knocked down. I mean, a prodigal couldn't testify this morning unless he had experienced the mercy of the Father. Amen. That's right. The other fellow didn't experience the mercy of the Father. He wanted to complain about the boy getting, thank God, a party. Amen. That's right. Thank God they had a feast, didn't they? Amen. There's too many self-righteous people he's talking to right there. Amen. Listen, this boy here, thank God, and it ain't, amen, he went off. He suffered for what he went through. He went down to far country. Amen. And thank God his father didn't even bring up his sin when he come home. That boy brought the sin up. Amen. Listen, that's right. You're the one that's going to confess it. Amen. That's right. He don't have to confess it. He didn't do it. But I'll tell you what, he had a mercy, amen. In fact, he loved him so much, he went down, fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen, fell on his neck and hugged him and kissed him. And God said, welcome home. Amen, he said, thank God, come on in. Brother, listen, this morning, that's what he done for you, amen. If you ever come to the Father, he'll be merciful, I'm telling you. Amen, kissed him, see, he said, go kill the fatty calf. Been having him pinned up and feeding him good, amen. Amen. Had him pinned up, son. He wasn't just eating grass, son. He was eating feed. Amen. That's right. Praise God. He said, we're going to kill the fatted calf and have a time. Amen. Hey, come near. They said, oh, what's that music playing? Amen. That's what they ought to say around the house of God. What's that music playing? I don't see anybody come to the house of God and sing and not sing. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I don't know what they're doing there, but that's playing music. I don't know what kind. Some kind of Jewish music, probably. Amen. And probably some cultural dance they're doing in there. Thank God, rejoicing. Amen. I mean, David danced in front of them. Thank God. The Ark of the Covenant, when they're bringing it back, David danced. And Michael looked out the window. Michael did. And she said, "Boy, you made a mess of yourself today." He said, "You ain't seen nothing yet." Amen. I mean, thank God. That's right. Amen. I'm praising my God. Amen. Her womb was shut up from that day forward. And it never burned, no produced nothing. And that's the way the church is. If it loses praise in God, they'll not produce much. Everything was made to produce. Amen. God will give to you if he knows you're going to give it out. Amen. That's right. I thought about them mountains he was talking about today. Amen. There's something about mountains in the Bible, friend. Amen. Everything's something to produce. That's what God set everything up for. And I'm telling you that when that son came home, that calf was 8. Amen. That's why he was growing him. Amen. That's why he's feeding him. I'm telling you, brother, listen. Thank God it's all because of him, praise God, that we can enjoy what we got this morning. Amen. Amen. This is a good grace meeting. Amen. It ain't a boasting meeting of flesh. Amen. You don't know grace till he shows it to you. You can't know it. Amen. It's got to be revealed to you. Amen. Listen, every once in a while we get high-minded. We think we doing something. God, I show you not. I rehearse in my mind the goodness of God that led me to salvation and to repentance. And that's God. The goodness of God is the grace of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's what he done. He up, listen, friend. Thank God I like verse number 5. Let's get here. And hope make us not ashamed. We've got hope. It don't make us ashamed. Amen. We got to, hey, that's the thing that sin does. But hope don't make it make us not ashamed. Amen. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. We've been, that word shed means, thank God, it's gushing. Amen. That's right. The word shed means it burst out. It's just coming out. Amen. That's right. The love of God's going to come out. If you're around where it's at, thank God it's going to come out. Amen. Yes. Amen. That's right. There's a difference between love and hate. It's always two sides of coin. God loves sinners, but hates sin. That's right. Amen. Notice this here. Verse 6, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Amen. In due time, Christ died for, I was ungodly. I didn't have, listen, we was made in the image of God, but when we sin, we become sinners. We marred the image of God. That's right. And didn't mar God because God's God, but we did mar the image that was upon Adam, marred that because he sinned. That's right. That's why he's conforming you into his image, the image of Christ. Amen. That's right. Praise God. It ain't about the physical, it's about the spiritual. We're a spiritual kingdom. The Holy Spirit of God lives in you and works in you. That's the difference. Amen. That's right. You don't know that, praise God. You'll never see what the kingdom of God's about. He said there must be born again. It's a spiritual kingdom. We're born into the kingdom by the Holy Spirit of God. How's that happen? He comes into you. Amen. You ain't got him till he comes. That's right. No man had not Spirit of Christ unless the Spirit of Christ lives in him. Amen. How's he live in him? Thank God, by the power of God. By the gospel, by the new birth. That's how you get born again, by the Spirit of God. That's what it is. It's no natural means to it. It's the supernatural. That's what the new birth is. Even the first birth's a miracle. You can't figure that out, how God can take a seed of a man into the womb of a woman and 9 months later bring out a pretty little baby.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. That's a miracle of God. Amen. Amen. Listen, friend, thank God Jesus come in the world through the womb of a woman.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a virgin woman at that. That's the only way he could come. Amen. And she was a virgin. She knew not man. She said, "Lord, how can this be? I know not man." He said, "The Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you. Holy Ghost going to come into you." Amen. Right. And put the seed in you. Amen. Right. Incorruptible seed. Amen. We was corruptible seed. He was incorruptible seed. That's why you got to be born again of the incorruptible seed. Amen. Who is the incorruptible seed? The Word, Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen. That's who the incorruptible seed. He said, "By the Word of God, liveth by forever." Who is the Word? Jesus is the Word. Amen. He said, "I am the Word." Thank God. He spake the Word and it was done. Thank God. He commanded it, stood fast. He's the power. He's the Word. Amen. He's the Word spake. He's the Word living. He's everything. And you're going to have to be born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And that's what it takes. It's not corruptible seed. It's not corruptible things as your tradition, your fathers, but by the precious blood of Christ. That's right. Amen. Verse number 8 says, "But God commended his love toward us." It's an assurance verse, friend. How can anybody know what God done for them until he reveals it? And you don't love God till he loves you. You don't know God loves you till he loves you. God help. I said this If somebody come up and told me 2 weeks before I ever met my wife that night, they'd have said, Myra loves you. I said, what? I said, Myra loves you. I said, I don't know her. How are you going to love somebody you don't know?
Yeah.
You tell me that. Amen. If you meet somebody, you find out whether love's coming or not. Amen. I believe in falling in love. I fell in love. Amen. Fell right in it. Still in it too, praise God. Amen. Still in love with her. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I believe that's something you maintain. Amen. Buddy, I tell you what, I can go back. I don't know how y'all can do. I can go back to the day I met her and think about that just that first meeting. That night she walked out and got in the car. Amen. We went out in Little Hamburger at McDonald's up here, and God forbid we went to the movie. Don't hold that against me. It wasn't a bad one. Amen. Amen. It wasn't John Wayne, but I took it. Amen. I took her home.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And met her family. That's right. Praise God. Sit with her beside her on the couch. Amen. That's right. I didn't shake her hand by. I gave her a kiss at the door.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And when I got in the car, I said, man, it's been good tonight. That's what I thought. Been good tonight. That's right. That's right. And you know when I met Jesus, first time I met him,
yeah,
I never thought I'd have somebody love me like that.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody ever loved me like Jesus.
Right.
I thought, how can somebody love me the way he does? I mean, I felt the mother's love. I felt the wife's love, but I've never felt love like this. I've never felt somebody love me like him. Nobody ever commended love toward me like that. Amen. To love my inner soul, to love my inner man. Thank God to die for my sin, to give himself on a cross for me and die in my stead. Ain't nobody ever loved me like that. Amen. There would be very few people in this life you'd die for, and you'd die for your wife. I believe that. And your youngins. Amen. That might be as far as you'll go. Maybe somebody else send you family, but brother, you wouldn't die for the worst criminal. You wouldn't die for the worst man. That's me, friend. Amen. You won't see love. Thank God, wasn't it laid down his life for his friends when they was ungodly and they was sinful and they was corrupt and they had no good in them, and there wasn't, ain't God, nothing that missing. Ain't God that anybody would desire but him. Amen to God. I'm telling you, he done that because he loved me. He done that because he loves you. Amen. There's nobody ever loved me like Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I love everybody in here, but there ain't no way under the sun you'd love me if you knew everything about me. Unless you know pretty much how deep depravity is. Amen. And you, listen. That's right. Amen. Son, the things I did before I got saved, only me and God know. The things I thought before I got saved, only me and God know. And the only thing, and I'm going to tell you this, since I've been saved, there's things I've done to disappoint and displease God, there ain't no doubt. Son, I'd have done turned him away if he hadn't had an unconditional, everlasting love for my soul. Amen. Yet he loved me, son. You can't figure that out, Brother Danny. I love you, Brother Danny, but I don't love you the way God does, because I can't. Amen, I can't. And I'm telling you this morning, friend, there ain't nobody. Amen, love me like Jesus. Amen. He committed his love toward us, and that while we were yet what, Brother Hobson? Sinners. That means we've sinned against him. He's holy, Brother Todd. Ain't nothing unholy about him. What a holy God. Hey, God, I think that's probably the greatest attribute of God, John, and he's holy, and he's making us holy. But I'm telling you what, he took a sinner, amen, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace toward us. In Christ Jesus, he's going to set you up, amen, as a trophy of the grace of God, amen, to take an old, dirty, rotten sinner, amen, save you, praise God, amen, work in your life and make you what he wants you to be. And one day, thank God, when you get there, that the ages, the time to come, he'll make you, thank God, complete in him. And everybody, thank God, is married to Christ. The bride of him. Amen. Will be the trophy of the grace of God. Hey, we'll be boasting in nothing but him. Amen. Because he's delivered for our offenses. And God rose again for our justification. And he'll say, look here. Amen. Look here. What grace did in a sinner's heart. Amen. Why could John Newton write, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. I'm telling you why he could, because he experienced it. He got his life changed. Amen. He went another way because Christ is the way. And brethren, I'm telling you this morning, had he not done it, we never would have been saved. Amen. That's right. It's amazing. I can't fathom how the miracle of God is in us. That's right. How in the name of the Lord could he take somebody as sorry and wretched and wicked and myself and clean me on the inside and make me a new creature? And I'll say this, and I'm through. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is, not was, but is a new creature. That means every morning you wake up, you is a new creature. Right. That's a present tense verse, friend. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you, listen, I'm glad for the day I got saved. But I don't have to go back to then to find out what I am. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, my mama, thank God, birthed me in this world November 25th, 1959. I'll be 62 years old this year. But I don't have to go ask my mama, thank God, man, am I living? Would you please show me my birth certificate to make sure? No. I'm living. I got my heartbeat. I'm breathing. But I'm going to tell you what, I don't have to go back 30-some years ago to find out whether I'm saved. I found out this morning. Witness to me this morning. Amen. Thank God through the singing, through the fellowship. What a God. What a good God. Daniel, what a good God. Amen. Bless his name. Thank him for being kind to me. And I really do. I'm honest before you this morning. I think he's better to me than anybody else. I believe that. And I think you'd say the same thing. Better to you than anybody else. He's been good to you. Been merciful. Long-suffering, and blessed you with gifts, thank God. Not only the gift, but gifts. Good and perfect gifts from above. That's right. And bless his name. Let's stand this morning. Thank you for hearing the word. Bless the Lord. Amen.